Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 11th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The European Union warns Harare the continued disappearance of activist Itai Dzamara may affect its bilateral relations with Harare.
Well, I think that this is a very admirable stance by the European Union. However, the only problem is that it is a stance that is almost impossible for either the European Union to follow forward or to defend on the international stage.
The state-owned Zimbabwe Electricity Transmission and Distribution Company says it is owed almost $1 billion in unpaid power bills, with the government and local authorities leading the pack of defaulters.
And President Robert Mugabe's visit to Russia is under the spotlight, with critics saying not much is being generated from his foreign trips to change the lives of the ordinary people back home.
Today marks 2 months and 2 days since the abduction of human rights activist Itai Dzamara, with the European Union warning his continued disappearance may affect its bilateral relations with Harare. In maintaining pressure on Harare over the issues, the EU, which has been issuing statements on Dzamara regularly, released another one today saying the ZANU-PF government must, quote, take all necessary measures to ascertain Dzamara's whereabouts, safeguard his well-being, and accord him the full protection of the law within its overall responsibilities of ensuring the safety of all its citizens. It also urged the authorities to ensure that those responsible for his abduction are brought to justice. In line with a High Court order last month, the EU also urged the authorities to provide regular and thorough progress reports on their search for Dzamara. Relations between Brussels and Harare have thawed incrementally in the past few years, with the EU rolling back the vast of its sanctions against ZANU-PF officials and entities. Reporter Ntungameli Nkomo reached political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda for his take.
Well, I think that this is a very admirable stance by the European Union. However, the only problem is that it is a stance that is almost impossible for either the European Union to follow forward or to defend on the international stage, perhaps with any other competitors in international relations such as China and Russia. And we know very well that the EU is eager to get into Zimbabwe following the growth, and other African countries following the growth of Chinese influence there. And I think that for that reason alone, the European Union is certainly taking a difficult stance and may not be able to carry it through.
Do you think the European Union is now regretting rolling back its sanctions on ZANU-PF?
In the big scheme of things, because international relations is not necessarily about aid and about human rights. International relations is about the interests of the relating countries. I therefore think that the issue, Dzamara's issue, and the issue of the position that the EU has taken will always be subject to the economic and political interests, which I think will always go precedence. Therefore, I do not think that the EU is regretting this position. I think that they will from time to time make condemnations, just as President Obama recently said that, you know what, Colonel Gaddafi was a dictator. We could constantly bash at and lambast for human rights abuses, but he was not necessarily a terrorist. And I think that occasionally you find that the West does a good job of condemning human rights abuses without necessarily taking any substantive action. And I think that this is going to be the case in the long term.
That was political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda on the line with reporter Ntungameli Nkomo from the United Kingdom.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.